Birth, Chapter 7. Shelley LaSalle was a reporter who wanted to be a news anchor. She was almost there. She had the face and the voice, and she worked her ass off by never missing an assignment. She was a damn good investigative reporter, and after she got the breast implants, she was sure the job would be hers. Then there was that time at the horse track. The mayor of San Gabriel just happened to be coming out of the main gate after the feature race Shelley was covering as a human interest story in the long tradition of Southern California horse racing. The good mayor was drunk, and as soon as he saw the news camera, he couldn't wait to get in front of it and share his great experience. Shelley should have shut off the camera, but she didn't. She interviewed him with her best smile and her best hair, and the mayor couldn't say a word without slobbering and slurring and looking at her chest. It was live. She was finished. Or so the ABC affiliate told her during her exit interview that evening. Channel 5 KTLA had mercy on her. Somebody up there was thinking about her, although her inquiries as to whom that might be proved fruitless. They kind of liked the expose on the mayor. They gave her a news crew in the air. The ladder to the anchor's chair just got a whole lot longer. She did like her team. She had one of the best camera techs on the West Coast, Jimmy James. Her pilot, former Captain Rodney Elvis Iverson, had flown in 3 tours in the Middle East and could really negotiate the low-altitude work typical for a news helicopter. When other news crews and police copters were in the air, it was just like a battlefield, with everyone trying to win the best camera angle when the live action happens. They called him Elvis, not for his hair, but for his legendary karaoke skills. Of course, they did the traffic, but they also got to cover the occasional high-speed police chase, a couple of bank robberies, and a multi-car pileup with a fire. Okay, it wasn't sexy, but it paid the bills, and at least she was in front of the camera instead of waiting tables. Today, they were covering the Foothill Freeway, Interstate 210, along the mountains of Pasadena. They could see fairly well through the morning fog that stacked up against the San Gabriel Mountains, but it could be hazardous for drivers on the freeway. California drivers move fast, mostly because they usually drive the newer cars with lots of horsepower and totally unnecessary top speeds. In the fog, those cars fell apart like a daisy smacked with a 9-iron when they collided in the fog. It made for great live-action news. "Hey, Shelley, I got a strange one for you," said Jimmy. He was connected to the news dispatch, and they had reported a high-speed chase on Colorado Boulevard, heading south. This is a high-speed chase, but the lines are all lit up, and there's federal chatter in the mix. "Where is it?" Shelley asked. "PCC," said Elvis. "I got it dialed in. Hold on. We're turning." He loved this part, shoving the stick to the right and pulling back on the collector with full throttle to keep the RPMs near 3,500. Could pull about 2 G's in the cabin. "Jesus, Elvis," Shelley griped. "You know how these turns make me want to puke." "I love 'em," said Jimmy. Elvis kicked the tail up and brought the airspeed up to about 125 knots. "Be there in 5 minutes," said Elvis. "There it is. Purple Dodge. See it?" Yeah, I got it," said Jimmy. "I'm zooming, so hold it steady." "It's calm as butter up here this morning. Hey, how about a feed here?" Waiting for the red light on the interior cabin camera, she began. "This is Shelley LaSalle, live in Copter Cam Channel 5 near the Pasadena City College. We have been alerted to a high-speed chase on Colorado Boulevard, and we're going to try to bring that to you right now." Jimmy switched to the nose camera that had a perfect fix on the purple Dodge swerving around cars on the boulevard. "Hey, that's weird," said Jimmy over the internal intercom system that was in Shelley's left ear. "All the lights are green in front of that car, and all the lights behind it are red. The cop cars are getting fouled in the cross traffic, and the Dodge is pulling away in clear traffic. It's headed for the foothill." "We're coming in behind him," said Elvis. "I got him. Opening up the Twin 50s. Oh, sorry, wrong helicopter," he smiled. "Combat was much more fun when you could shoot at what you saw." "How fast are we going, Elvis?" Shelley asked over the live TV feed as the purple Dodge was not switched to full screen. "We're clocking him at 100 on the boulevard. No one is even close to him except us. The police helicopter is a six-cylinder Bell with a top speed of 90 knots. They're done." "Stay on him," she said on the intercom. "Channel 5 viewers, this purple Dodge, I believe it is a Challenger, has outrun all the police cars and the police helicopter. Our Jet Ranger news helicopter has a top speed of 165, so we will stay with him and keep you informed." "He's slowing down. Hold on. He's getting on the freeway south. Hang on, I'm going in lower." "Elvis, are you hearing this feed from dispatch?" Jimmy asked. "They're saying maintain 2,000 feet. "Oh, that's bullshit. They don't want a clear picture through this light fog. We're almost out of it, and I can get you a good view of this guy's plate from 500 feet, Elvis complained. "I'm just saying, dispatch is ordering 2,000 feet. Go for it, Elvis, said Shelley. "We can break this story with a plate." "What the hell," said Elvis. "I'm firewalled and on a glide slope doing 170 knots, and he's pulling away." "What?" Shelley switched again to the live feed audio. "Channel 5 viewers, our news helicopter is traveling at its fastest rated speed of 175 knots, and this purple Dodge is pulling away from us heading south on the Foothill Freeway. I have never seen a car this fast." "Holy smokes, hang on, we're doing evasive," said Elvis as he pulled back on the stick to climb to a higher altitude. "Oh, my God," grunted Shelley over the intercom as she sunk down in her jump seat. "What the hell are you doing?" "We got company, and it ain't local," said Elvis. "What the hell is that?" shouted Jimmy. "That sports van's is something very dark and very fast." "I see that it's black," said Shelley, "but what is it?" "No, I mean it's dark. No radar signature. It's a stealth craft. Top government stuff. Somebody very important is heading along this freeway in the same direction as that purple Dodge, only a whole lot faster. They're clocking over 190. "What? Say again, dispatch," shouted Jimmy into his mic. "Well, shit." "Get that helicopter on camera, Jimmy," sounded Shelley. "I can't. That's what they're saying to me. Don't shoot the helicopter. Let it go." "Ah, that's so much bullshit, Jimmy. Turn off the station feed and get me some footage of that helicopter. I want to know what the hell that thing is doing in our neighborhood and what it has to do with that Dodge." She slammed her butt down in the jump seat like she was throwing a fit. "Hang on. I'm doing a loop with the feed." "I got it. I have a 10-second window." "I got a secret," he said to himself over the intercom. He centered the black helicopter and began filming. It was just in front and below them at perhaps 300 feet off the deck. The camera auto-locked on the target and followed it while zooming with digital perfection. "You might be invisible to radar, but I see you. 3, 2, 1. I'm out. I have to go back to live feed. Inside, inside. This is Shelley LaSalle, like in the Traffic 5 helicopter over the Foothill Freeway, where a high-speed chase has resulted in the purple Dodge getting away. That car is out of our range and too fast for our equipment. We are returning to the Pasadena area to show you the live action from the snarl of traffic in the aftermath. Back to you, Central Command." "We're out," said Jimmy. "Hey, guys?" asked Elvis. "What now, a flying saucer?" asked Shelley. "Yeah, you wish. I think I know where they're going." "Where?" they both said at the same time. "Victorville. There's an old test strip there. I used to fly acrobatics out of there." "That's over an hour away," said Jimmy. "Not if we go over the mountains. We can be there in 30 minutes. "Do we have the gas?" asked Shelley. "Oh, yeah," said Elvis. "It's on the way to Pasadena, isn't it?" she asked. "Sure it is," said Elvis. "Well, something sure as shit doesn't make any sense here. My nose says we need to do some investigation. What do you say, guys?" "I'm in," said Jimmy. "Hang on," said Elvis. "We need some altitude to do this. I can catch a tailwind at 10,000 feet. And hey, guys, this cabin is not pressurized, and we will be just below the ceiling for oxygen, so you should relax and stay in your seats, okay?